my heart and say, you'll make it alright if you follow along. Had enough, throw it away. Keeping it all, we said that we won't show it off to some dismay. Battle wounds in the heat of the night, feeling soft, I hate to say. Shake it off and it'll be alright. Come on, baby, won't you stay? I've said it like 100 times. I feel my life's untied, I'm guessing it to overdrive. Keep it in a tight bouquet so nobody can recognize. And by the way, I'd hope that I'm more than was advertised. Come on, baby, won't you stay? But like the song, I am an afterthought. I feel so far away. Sitting here in a similar room, and I feel so far away. Even though it's all we've been doing, about to go away. We're taking off for just over a month, it'll probably be okay. Usually better when we can't talk enough. Come and read my heart and say, you'll make it alright if you follow along. And enough, throw it away. Keeping it all, we said that we won't. Just the time won't last for long.
Afterthought by Close Talker, an indie rock band from Saskatoon who recently won Alternative Artists of the Year at the Saskatchewan Music Awards. They've received rave reviews from NPR, Billboard, Spin, and Q magazine. I spoke with guitarist Matthew Copperrood over Skype. Matt, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a very musical family?
Yeah. So for me specifically, I grew up singing every Sunday in church and learning how to follow the black dots on the page in that way, singing along in the hymnal. So yeah, definitely music was a part of my upbringing from as long as I can remember. And then I grew up playing piano, and then my mom and I would fight on the piano bench relentlessly. So she finally let me quit, which of course now I regret. So if there's any young pianists out there, stick with it. But anyway, I picked up guitar kind of, and it was my own idea, so that sort of stuck. And then I hardly put it down for the first few years. And the other fellows in the band, they grew up kind of with similar stories, being very musical, growing up and having musical parents and things like that. So it was kind of always around and kind of ingrained in us, I suppose.
Do you remember what the very first album that you ever bought for yourself was?
Oh, I do remember one of the first CDs that I would spin on a regular basis. I believe I received it as a birthday present, and it was Big Shiny Tunes 5. So that had all the hits on it from Much Music at that time. So I'm trying to remember. It would have had some Blink 182 and Sum 41 and Matchbox 20 and all those kind of guitar anthem rock songs. And then there was a couple tracks my parents made me skip. I remember there was a track five. I don't remember what it was called, but I remember I was instructed to skip track five. But yeah, that was one of the first albums that I remember like spinning in my room and kind of wearing out the CD sort of thing.
How did you come together with Chris and Will to form Close Talker?
That's a cool story, actually. So the catalyst that formed the band now known as Close Talker was our mutual friend Daniel was having his wedding, and he knew us all kind of from different social circles. So Chris, Will, and I all grew up together. We've been friends forever. But Daniel was getting married and wanted to throw together a wedding band. So we said yes, because that's the right answer when someone asks you to do something for their wedding. So we did. We just threw together a band and played a bunch of covers. And we actually only had probably about 45 minutes of material prepared, but we stretched it out for like a 2-hour dance. And we played like a 10-minute version of Taking Care of Business. And then we played like Sweet Home Alabama and a bunch of songs that we hadn't planned on playing. But needless to say, it was pretty informal. So yeah, we stretched it out and we had a blast. And then kind of stemming from that, we thought to ourselves, well, that was really fun. Do you guys want to play together again? And we wrote a few tunes and played an open mic. And then there was never really a conscious decision to start the band. It just sort of happened. So we should probably have that conversation, I guess, and decide if we want to be a band.
You released your album Flux in 2014, followed in 2017 by your sophomore album Lens, which was produced by Matt Peters and mixed by Marcus Pekin, who's also worked with Arcade Fire and The National.
Yeah.
Very cool. What was it like working with them?
Oh, it was great. So Matt Peters helped produce the record, and we holed up in a studio in Regina in January. We couldn't think of a better time to spend a month in Regina. So it was minus 30 the whole time. So we stayed indoors naturally and decided to be creative. And he plays in a really cool band that we look up to called Royal Canoe. And we had done some touring with them. So it was really like a natural fit socially and musically too. Like there was a lot of trust there. So it was really great working with Matt. He's a prairie boy like us. So there was a lot of camaraderie and overlap. And yeah, that was just a pleasure to work with him. And then working with Marcus, he's based out of Montreal. And initially he was just a name that we knew and we trusted his ears and liked a lot of the records that he had mixed. So we reached out to him and he was into it. And we've since hung out lots. Well, actually, when we're in Montreal, we typically go over for breakfast. And he's great. And again, like, as you mentioned, he's worked with some pretty heavy hitting musicians. So there was a lot of trust there. And yeah, we're thankful to have worked with both of them. It was overall, I have no like super dramatic, gooey stories. It was just a pleasure.
You have an amazing video on YouTube for your song, Okay Hollywood, from that album. Tell me about that song and video.
Sure. Yeah, that came together kind of in a peculiar way. We were going to work with longtime collaborator friend Nathan Bowie, who's done a lot of music videos for us. And he's super kind of abstract, left brain, very, very talented. So we have a lot of trust there. So we were spitballing ideas for the video and he wanted to do a one shot. And we desperately needed to find a junkyard to do it because we wanted to play off the kind of irony of, you know, how in movies, the cool guys walk away from explosions in slow motion. So we wanted to roll with that and kind of, because the song is about not taking yourself too seriously. And so we thought how ironic if we took ourselves incredibly serious and had these explosions and tried desperately to hold a straight face. So anyway, that was the idea for the video. It was pretty bonehead simple, but it was actually challenging to pull off because all the explosions and stuff were real. So we blew our entire budget on pyro, which was fun. But the challenge was we had to find a location that was willing to let us do this. And as we were driving out to Vancouver to do the video, we were desperately trying to find a location. And at that particular time, it was trending on Twitter in Vancouver, junkyard fire, because there had been a junkyard fire like days before. So needless to say, a lot of people were saying no to having fires in their junkyard. So the timing was pretty poor. But this lovely company out of Abbotsford, British Columbia, let us use their space. And I don't want to say I lied to them, but I definitely was a little deceptive. I said, like, yeah, we might have some sparklers and some smoke bombs and some modest pyro. We have a professional. He has insurance, blah, blah, blah. And I definitely downplayed it. And then when we showed up on site to scout the location and we asked them to move a couple cars and stack this one on that one and things like that, our pyrotechnician, he did the opposite of downplaying it. He was like, oh, it's going to be the 4th of July. We're going to blow this up and this. And so I was kind of watching the eyes of our host who graciously let us use their space kind of get wider. And we had some contradicting stories. So, but anyway, at the end of the day, it was a great video. We did it first try, one shot. So we rehearsed. And then we walked away from explosions and tried to look like cool dudes. Something else.